Great to be joined by Rodney Adkins, country music star, going to be playing at the Jefferson County Fair coming up on Friday the 19th, and we're so happy that he's joined us on our music special here to play his music and talk about his show. And Rodney, you are a busy guy with a very busy schedule, and I know your new album, Caught Up in the Country, and your single that is the title track off of there, people are loving it, and I imagine it's a pretty fun time for you right now.
Absolutely, it's been a blast this year, seeing more and more people singing along with that new song. It there's nothing like it. The biggest thing, we got a new baby boy due August 20th.
You know, I was gonna talk about this a little bit later, but you brought it up because those are some of my favorite songs that you have, the ones that kind of talk about family and the relationship, you know, to your kids and things like that. He's Mine is just one of my absolute favorites. Watching You as well. Do you kind of have a personal connection with songs like that?
Absolutely. You know, I think you try to write and sing songs that are relatable to my life in hopes that that's what folks, when they hear the music, will relate to. And that's ultimately what I'm trying to do, is just have songs that are relatable. And that's the main part of my life is my family.
What are some of the songs that get the best response from the crowd for you?
Watching You is always, you know, a huge song. Everybody sings along, and He's Mine too. And it usually never fails that somebody will always ask before the show if I'm going to play, if I'm going to play one of those songs. And, you know, I guess the ultimate compliment is when somebody comes up and they claim one of your songs is theirs. When they say, Watching You is, that's my song, that's me and my kid. Or Cleaning This Gun, that's me and my daughter. And or These Are My People. And there's a song on the new album that I wrote with my wife called Young Man that's a song to my teenage son.
Yeah, I imagine that means a lot to you when people actually not only enjoy your music, but really feel a connection to it.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes hit songs go up the charts and people forget about them, and, you know, 2 weeks later. And the goal is to have songs that will remain relevant, you know, for a long time, that to have tunes that were relevant 20 years ago will be relevant 20 years from now. And you know, that's the challenge, is why I take a long time making an album, is to have songs that people will take as their own.
I suppose having hits is okay too, though, right?
It is. It definitely is. At the same time, you know, like Watching You wasn't really an award-winning song per se, but the people made it, you guys at radio made it the most played song of the year.
Yeah.
Most played song of the decade. That's huge. That keeps your career going.
Yeah, and it was named, you know, the number one song of 2007, and as you said, the decade as well. And boy, you got on a hot streak there for a while with four straight number ones and six overall. What's it like being in the middle of all that? Is it hard to kind of keep grounded or not? I mean, is that what you shoot for?
At first, yes, it kind of is. Something you've dreamed about becomes your reality, and you have to sort of grab hold of it and go and say, you know, I'm going to be the same guy no matter what I'm doing. I'm not going to be the artist singer guy over here for these people and then try to be a neighbor and a dad and a husband over here. You just want to be the same guy all the time, and I think that's how you stay grounded.
You know, we used to talk to country artists, and you'd talk about their influences, you know, and, you know, they'd say Hank Jr. and Merle, and then that's all well and good, but country music isn't really like that nowadays, and they'll still include some of those guys, but, you know, you'll hear Skinner and Seeger and even Rolling Stones and stuff. What did you grow up on? What are some of your influences?
You know, my parents said, they asked me what I wanted to do when I was about 6 years old. And I told them, I said, how do you get to be Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
And yeah, I listened to Alabama and Charlie Daniels. And then, you know, I guess later it was Randy Travis and Dwight Yoakam, and then the whole Garth class of 1989 that came out in country music that I think affected everybody. So that's pretty much that's what I listen to.
Well, people are looking forward to your show. Give us a kind of a little flavor of what your shows are like, Rodney.
For me, you know, I'm not the guy that wants to just stand there and sing and let everybody sit there. To me, it's about everybody singing together. I think that's what the magic of a live show is. I think when it's right, you kind of forget where you are. Even the times that I've sung in war zones, like in Afghanistan, USO stuff, it's a crazy thing, man, when we're all singing Farmer's Daughter together and we sort of forget where we are.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal of every live show.
That's a great point. Have you spent a long time on this album trying to get this one just how you want it, haven't you?
For sure, yeah. I tend to have taken that amount of time on most albums, probably about 3 years. This one, the Going Through Hell album, and this one I've spent like 4 years on. Just want to make sure that you know, you're giving people, you know, something quality from top to bottom, not just one good song, but a bunch of songs that they can relate to. And like I said, that will be relevant, hopefully, you know, for a long time.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at the Jefferson County Fair coming up on the 19th, and that's a Friday, and looking forward to seeing you on the stage and hearing the show once again, and we really appreciate your time. Safe travels to you.
Thanks so much, Chad.
You bet.
See y'all.
Yeah, you bet. Rodney Atkins joining us right here on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.